Good afternoon, Miss Markham. I'm here to interview you on the types of things you had to face as growing up as a type 1 diabetic, and just the different types of oppression you had to face. Growing up, what was it like for you as a kid?
So I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was 12 years old. And when you have type 1 diabetes, you have to rely on insulin injections to keep you alive. And you have to poke your finger and test your blood sugar. And it turned my world upside down because I didn't know anything about it. And I was immediately hospitalized and I was experiencing something I'd never had to experience before. And it was shocking, not only for me, but for my entire family.
Did you ever feel like you were out of place as a kid?
I definitely, for the first year after my diagnosis, I felt I was the only kid that I knew that had diabetes. So I felt like I definitely was different than everybody else. I was the only kid in class that had to stop in the middle of the day and eat snacks and go to the office before lunch and check my blood sugar. And it was isolating because I didn't have anybody to relate to until I got into seventh grade. And that first day of junior high, I met my best friend who also has type 1 diabetes, and that definitely changed, you know, how I felt about it. I didn't feel so alone anymore.
With you having type 1 diabetes, did you ever feel like you were discriminated against, like, by your peers, your teachers, even your parents?
I didn't really feel like I was discriminated against by my peers because I did have my best friend who was also diabetic, so nobody really targeted us or discriminated us against us for that reason. But I felt like my mom in particular, she definitely tried to hold me back from doing things when I was younger because she thought my diabetes was, you know, she kept me from trying to get my license, and she didn't want me going certain places, and she would only let me eat certain things. And I felt like she kind of treated me, she definitely did treat me differently than she treated, you know, my older brother. But I would not go out of my way to tell people I was diabetic. And, you know, I didn't really face too much adversity because of it until I got older.
Do you think that some of the things you had to deal with as being a type 1 possibly changed your future, I guess, either in a good way or a bad way?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, for a long time, they always said that women who are diabetic shouldn't have babies. And, you know, from the time that you are diagnosed, all you hear from the doctors is that if you don't take care of this, you're going to lose your eyesight, you're going to lose your kidneys, you're going to have heart attacks, you're going to have your feet amputated. And I understand that they wanted to get the point across that there are serious health risks associated with this disease, but I felt like I was just being set up for a death sentence, that I couldn't live a normal life and have all the things I wanted. But I had two kids, and I don't have complications. And, you know, I mean, it's all about perspective. If you're determined to not end up like that, you do whatever it takes to not end up like that. It's a manageable disease, and if you manage it correctly, you can live just as a fulfilling life as anybody who doesn't have diabetes.
Would you say that it was harder for you to, like, I guess, what did you say? It's harder for you to do things in school with with being a type 1 diabetic? Like, did it, I guess, intrude on your classes or the things you had to do? I know with being a type 1 that it, like you said, came with a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, did it ever, like, I guess, affect you for the worst?
I tried really hard to hide it as much as I could. I was almost embarrassed that I had it because I didn't want to admit that I had a disease or something wrong with me that made me different from everyone else. But, it didn't affect necessarily anything when I was in school. I mean, my teachers were always made aware that I was diabetic, and if I needed to go down to the office to test my blood sugar because my blood sugar was low, they always made sure somebody went with me. Especially like in PE and stuff like that, they were made more aware. There was a bigger chance of her blood sugar dropping because she's doing physical activity. You know, you need to immediately have her stop what she's doing, and she needs sugar, you know. As far as, like, the teachers, they were always very understanding and never tried to keep me from being able to take care of myself. But, you know, it hit me at an age where I was just, you know, I was going into junior high and I was, you know, starting a new chapter of my life, and I didn't want that to define who I was. I wanted to be a normal teenager, but I couldn't do normal teenager things. I can't just drink a regular Mountain Dew like a kid can, and I have to be careful about what I'm putting into my body and make sure that I'm testing my blood sugar and taking my insulin, and it's a lot of stress for an adult. But I was, a 12-year-old kid having to manage these things, and it was hard a lot of times, and I did push back and I did rebel against my parents, and I ended up very sick sometimes.
When growing up, did you ever feel like you had to, like, did anyone ever make you feel bad about being a type 1 diabetic, or make you feel like it was something that you should be ashamed of or you should hide?
I don't think that it was anything that anybody made me feel. I think that just because of my age and all the changes in my life I was going through at the time, I was embarrassed. It was an insecurity that I had, that I didn't want people to see me as different, and I didn't want to be different. I didn't want to be treated differently. So unless it got to a point where I couldn't hide it, like I started to get sick or showing signs that my blood sugar was low, I didn't tell people. I was embarrassed to tell them. It was very difficult. It wasn't even until I was an adult that I became comfortable with telling people that I was diabetic. And even now, it's hard telling people because there's type 1 diabetes and there's type 2 diabetes. And type 1 diabetes is your body literally rejects your pancreas. It shuts your pancreas down. You cannot produce insulin. And without insulin, you cannot live. So a type 1 diabetic will always be on insulin, injectable insulin, for the rest of their lives. Whereas type 2 diabetics, their pancreas still produces little amounts of insulin, and they can actually control the disease itself, type 2 diabetes, by changing their diet and exercising more. And as an adult, when you tell someone you're a diabetic, their first assumption is, well, you need to just change your diet and exercise and you can get off that insulin. That's not how it works. And that's a lot of the reason I'm hesitant sometimes even now as an adult to tell people, because there are so many misconceptions about diabetes. And it's difficult to explain to somebody who doesn't want to understand it, who thinks that they know what's best, but until you are living it, you don't understand what it really is.
Would you say it's gotten easier or harder, as you've grown with diabetes?
I think it's definitely gotten easier because I'm not fighting the fact that I have it as much as I did when I was a teenager. And it might sound a little cheesy, but when you have two kids that mean the world to you, it makes you really realize that it's worth taking care of yourself, and you have a reason to not want all those complications. And not to mention, you know, the technology that they've come up with nowadays, it makes it a lot easier. I don't have to poke my finger anymore to know what my blood sugar is. I don't have to give myself 8 to 10 shots a day because I have an insulin pump. You know, I have this new technology that it makes my life easy now. And it's a lot easier to stay healthy and see where, you know, what my body's doing and what my insulin's doing to my blood sugar, and to be able to take care of it from that point, as opposed to how it was almost 26 years ago when I was diagnosed.
Well, I just want to thank you for your time, and I would like to thank you for being able to do this interview with me.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed sharing with you.